Middle-aged men can leave a lot to be desired when it comes to getting checkups, especially intimate tests like colonoscopies or prostate exams. Dr. Arnie Vineo says it's even tougher in the Native American community. He says it's a combination of denial, shyness, and keep your hands off me.
Yes, yes, and yes. It's really all of those things. You know, it's fear. We're culturally raised that you don't touch people in certain places, and certainly a digital prostate exam, you know, that's a thing that is just really hard to accept.
As a Native American and practicing physician, he's butted heads trying to convince his patients at the Fond du Lac Reservation in northern Minnesota. Even though diabetes, alcoholism, suicide, heart disease, and strokes are commonplace among middle-aged men there, and all of these afflictions have a high price, men dying before their time.
In medicine, there's a saying that if you know diabetes, you know medicine. And all that stuff is connected. I grew up surrounded by alcohol, and it was just a normal part of life. I mean, there was always drinking and fighting and all the stuff that comes with it, and we just assumed that was life. And it really doesn't need to be that way.
So Vineo began a video documentary project, Walking into the Unknown. He assumes the role of patient instead of doctor. He enlisted the help of a filmmaker and two young men, Native American students at UW-Superior, who lost their middle-aged fathers. Sam Madej lost his dad to a stroke 2 years ago. He was 63 years old. The loss blindsided Madej, but it also got him to change his ways, the things he eats, the choices he makes.
Well, yeah, it will definitely. This film and with my dad dying, it has already had an effect on me with going out to eat. I don't go out to fast food as much. I haven't made like a drastic change, but I'm starting to realize that my choices now are going to affect me later on in life. And it's hard.
But he says it's harder to lose his father at a young age. Jay Schlender's dad died from a pulmonary embolism. His dad inspired him growing up. Now this film is inspiring him to tell his story.
There's nothing out there like that. I've never seen or even heard of anything where an Ojibwe man, especially a doctor, is going to take it upon himself to put himself out there like that. You know, it's inspirational. In a way, you know, it reminded me of how my dad was. You know, my dad was always trying to take another step and trying to inspire Ojibwe people.
Jim Schlender was 58 years old and the director of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission when he died unexpectedly in 2005. He led tribes through the turbulent years of treaty rights in the 1980s. He wasn't supposed to die. Jay says he could have, should have, taken better care of himself.
I would never want anybody to go through what I went through when I lost my dad. Because that's 58 years old is just way too young. My son, Anda, he doesn't really remember him too much, but he just knows pictures, and I'll say, you know, hey, that's grandpa, you know, and he'll ask me, you know, nowadays, you know, where's your dad? Where's my grandpa at, you know?
If Arnie Vineo's grandson someday asks, where's grandpa, he wants to be able to say, right here.
And it just made me realize that I needed to do those things, you know, for me, but mostly for my wife and my son.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.